High-level talks are underway in Washington, D.C. on how to battle the growth of Islamic State. While some 60 nations have sent high-level representatives to the three-day summit at the White House, including New Zealand's minister in charge of the Security Intelligence Service and minister responsible for the GCSB, Chris Finlayson. The U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off the three-day event by saying that peace won't be achieved by military action alone. Day two of the counter-terror summit is currently underway. With us now, our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Simon, hello to you. Talking about how to halt the insurgency, one of the focuses here, social media.
Yes, that's true, Susie. I think one of the big focuses here at the moment, though, is asking the White House exactly what the point of this event is all about. That has been one of the questions that has been peppering Josh Earnest, the White House spokesman, just over the course of the last few minutes. The White House correspondents gathered there for his daily briefing have essentially been saying to him, isn't this just a talking shop? Because it seems that there's nothing specific that's going to be announced by President Obama during the course of this summit. He will be addressing those present on two separate occasions. So far, the summit has really been kicked off by an opinion piece that President Obama published in the Los Angeles Times, saying that social media is one area where he believes that through a series of exchanges with civil community groups, the international delegates present for this summit can learn tools that can help dissuade younger populations from falling in with extremist elements as a result of messages that are spread on social media. But again, whether anything specific or concrete comes out of this, I think is somewhat in doubt.
Taking a look also at some comments that have been made just in the last few minutes, indeed, I think he's still speaking now, the US Republican and, of course, presidential hopeful Jeb Bush. He's also been talking in this particular realm, saying that the global strategy towards Islamic State should be one that takes them out.
Yes, he argues that he would have a much simpler strategy towards dealing with Islamic State. Jeb Bush very much eager to put himself across in a more muscular fashion to try and boost his popularity among Republican voters with whom he is now flirting as he thinks about seeking the party's presidential nomination. But look, I mean, there is a Republican critique of this summit that says President Obama is essentially fiddling while Rome burns. It comes just days after 21 Coptic Christians were slaughtered by Islamic State on the banks of the Mediterranean and their bodies thrown into the ocean. And President Obama is currently presiding over an event that is introducing foreign officials, including Chris Finlayson, to sort of community activists from Los Angeles who say that they have had some success in making sure that young Los Angelinos didn't find themselves falling into the hands of recruitment agents for Islamic State. The Republicans argue this is much too little, much too late to deal with the growing threat that IS entails.
This is a three-day summit that is taking place in Washington, and of course it is coming as there have been various shooting incidents in Denmark, in Australia. Also, of course, it feels like in some ways the IS militants are at the doorstep of Europe. How is that changing the way that this is all being dealt with, Simon?
Well, I think, to be honest, Susie, they were having terrible difficulty even last week before the situation in Copenhagen, figuring out exactly what they were going to do with this event. World leaders weren't coming. They were sending junior officials. They were sending ministerial figures from their governments. The agenda was very late in being published. It wasn't even clear where the meeting was taking place for a while. Would it be at the White House? Would it be at the State Department? Where was it actually physically going to occur? Copenhagen, I think, certainly galvanized the attention of the world on this event, but in many ways came too late to change the fundamental nature of it. And I suspect that if White House officials had the ability to plan all this again, they would plan either a radically different event or no event at all. Because, again, the whole point of this seems a little at odds with the kind of extraordinary events that have taken place in Libya and in Copenhagen just over the last few days.
Thank you very much for that update. That is our correspondent in Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, talking there about the high-level talks which are underway there. This, of course, on how to battle the growth of Islamic State, and coming as Jeb Bush, the Republican hopeful for the White House, saying that Islamic State should be, or the strategy should be, one that takes them out.